Welcome, everybody, to Conspiracy 101, where we're going to learn what to be afraid of and possibly what to avoid. We're teaching Daniel that the world around him is not what he thinks it is.
Yes.
And maybe much more and much scarier. Hey, everybody. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm fabulous, Mr. Bob. Fabulous and excellent. Two
so,
together.
Yeah, today is going to be an interesting one, I think, Daniel. It's going to be a little bit more, it's going to be a little bit different, I would say.
Okay. Different. I like different.
A little bit different than other things we're going to be here.
How different is this? Huh? Big, big difference. Last time we talked about tunnel.
Yeah. And what else? Last week was about tunnel. This week it's going to be about something else.
Coronavisor. Cloning celebrity.
Coronavisor, yeah. I remember that.
Skinwalker. Those are the topics that we talk about. And this week, I'm interested, Mr. Bob.
Yeah. So, this week we're going to talk about, turn off our music so we can talk. Otherwise, we're just going to keep hearing music. This week we're going to talk about the reptilian conspiracy.
Reptilian.
We're going to pull back the curtain on the most controversial theory of the 21st century. While many see the world's leaders as merely corrupt, a growing number of people believe they aren't even human. Back in 1991, there's a guy named David Icke. Maybe I can get a picture of him up on the screen for us. Let's see. There he is. Yeah, David Icke. He's on the BBC here. Let me share this part of the screen with you. There he is. David Icke came up with this theory that he was a former BBC sportscaster who claimed he was told by a psychic that he was the son of the Godhead. By 1999, in his seminal work, The Biggest Secret, he identified the true enemy, the Anunnaki. These are tall, blood-drinking, shape-shifting reptilians who have manipulated humanity since the dawn of time. They don't just rule us, they feed on our fear, a loose energy, and that sustains their interdimensional forms. Today, we track their footprints through the halls of power. Ooh, that's kind of scary.
Mr. Bond.
That's kind of scary.
Uh-huh.
So that's David Icke right there. Here's another picture of him. Here he is as he's getting older. He wrote a book called Children of the Matrix, and he says that our world leaders are aliens.
What do you think about Trump that? Is an alien. I think so.
Potentially, yeah. What do you think?
Wow.
Do you believe this at all, Daniel? Let's get that out of the way first.
Half. Some I believe, some are not.
Here he got banned from the Netherlands. I didn't even know that. Global conspiracy. Yeah, so David Icke is the one that brought forth this reptilian conspiracy. He was influenced by a short story called The Shadow Kingdom by Robert E. Howard, and it featured the Serpent Men. So there you go. That's what made him think that these people were reptilians. So to understand the present, we must look at the Babylonian Brotherhood. According to proponents, reptilians interbred with humans in the ancient Sumer and Babylon to create a hybrid bloodline. These hybrids possess a specific genetic makeup that allows them to be overshadowed or possessed by reptilian entities from the lower fourth dimension. This isn't just history, it's genealogy. These families have carefully guarded their DNA through centuries of intermarriage, ensuring the crowns of the world stay on the heads of those with the right reptilian frequency. Proponents claim that the Merovingian dynasty in France was one of the primary hybrid bloodlines that preserved reptilian genetics.
Reptilian genetics.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Interesting.
Weird stuff. So that's they're saying that this is from a long time ago. I'm trying to get my here we
a
go.
A long, let's long start. Time ago. And I here, think that the teams.
Yeah, so here's some things from Mesopotamia that supposedly have the Anunnaki on them. You see, they're giant people, and the lion is a little tiny thing right here. You see that? So this is all from ancient Mesopotamia, and here they have them dancing along here. Let's see, and then also ties into this is Quetzalcoatl, which I don't know if you know Quetzalcoatl from down in Mesoamerica, Central America. There's a picture of Quetzalcoatl, who's a dragon spirit that the Incas and the Mayans and so forth were afraid of. So it has mm-hmm. has links to that as well. And then we also have, well, it's not that one. So then the next, if you're going to talk about royalty, you can't not talk about the British, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
the
British Empire is right. And so you have to look at the, let me see if I can find it here. Queen Elizabeth being brought to her coronation here. Let me switch over to that. So there she is. Queen Elizabeth becoming the queen back in 1953, I think it was. So here's a little bit about the queen. So this is perhaps no figure more central to the theory than late Queen Elizabeth II. David Icke famously claimed she was a shape-shifting reptilian. Believers point to the sheer longevity of the Windsor line and the strange cold demeanor often attributed to royalty. They suggest that the elaborate rituals of the British monarchy are actually ancient energetic ceremonies designed to stabilize the reptilian form in this world. The royal blue blood is literal, a different copper-based chemistry that separates the masters from the sheeple, from everybody else, right? In 2016, a false report went viral claiming the queen had transformed during her 90th birthday celebration. They really are not fond of the queen, or were fond of the queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's, the royal jewels. Here's the crown, right? Here's the Prince Charles wearing the crown. Right, right there, and so all these are supposedly, taboo things that you shouldn't do. Oh, did I jump off of my picture? I'm sorry. I have to reshare here. Sorry, Daniel.
No,
I accidentally jumped off. There we go. Let's go back to that. Can you see that? Okay.
Yes.
They really do. David Icke's ideas really figure into the British monarchy being these terrible reptilians. So it doesn't always just pertain to the British monarchy. Mm-hmm. It also talks about the Americas as well. So this, what I'm showing you here is the tomb, the Skull and Bones tomb in New Haven, Connecticut, at Yale. And so the conspiracy is that the Bush family, particularly George H.W. and George W. Bush, are frequently cited as high-level reptilian hybrids. Theorists point to their involvement in Skull and Bones and their push for a new world order as proof of non-human agenda. The war on terror is viewed through a lens not as a geopolitical conflict, but as a massive fear-harvesting event. When you see a leader blink sideways or on low quality, you can see their mask slip, supposedly. So they all went to Yale, and this is the Skull and Bones tomb, which you've heard about that, right? So that was always... one of those things that comes out every time there's a Yale person running for president as well. So in the digital age, there's proof Let's see if we can get this to come up.
She is to believe at this end.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me see if I can. Just a second.
No worries, Mr. Bobby. We're going to wait for you, okay?
Okay. I got to type it in. I had a link. It's not working. So I have to type in this. I have to type everything in now. So let's see if we can get this. We're going to see a little video here. Mm-hmm. I've turned off the sound. We're going to see, okay. Look, if you watch their eyes, they look weird, right? Do you see that?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it may just be low quality video, but I could be wrong, right? So then let's go to the next one.
Not edited.
No, it's not edited. There, you see, he's got no pupils, right? His eyes are just black, which is kind of weird, okay. Right?
Okay.
And with this guy here, I turned the sound off because this is somebody else's video, but that guy, I don't know what happened in there. You see, he looks like he's an alien or something there. Let's see if we can get to another one there. It's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And so they think that she may be part of this as well. Let's see if we can get to it. And she looks kind of weird too. And then there's one about George Bush.
No pupil.
There, you see, look, his eyes are all weird. So you get the idea that they think that all these things are happened, you know, with the... they slip on camera accidentally. So Hollywood, why would lizard people want to be pop stars? Simply for influence and frequency. Figures like Katy Perry and Beyonce have all been accused of being part of the reptilian elite. The theory suggests the stadium concerts are actually large-scale energetic rituals by capturing the adoration and emotional energy of millions. These entities feed. Notice the serpent imagery in their music video. Believers say they're also just symbols. Their artists are showing who they really are. In 2017, a satirical article claimed Justin Bieber turned into a giant lizard in front of his fans in Australia, which many took as a real news report. Can you believe it?
I hope you have an alien frequency, Mr. Bob, so other people can listen to us all over the world.
Oh, I knocked my thing off again. Sorry. I got to reshare. Mm-hmm. Apologize here. So here's some of the symbols, you know, the symbols, Illuminati symbols, the pyramids with the eye, all of these appear in their music videos and so forth. Let's see if we got another one here. And of course, Britney Spears had her snake, if you remember this from the Video Music Awards.
Yes.
Many years ago, she came out with a big snake. So she's also been named as possibly being part of this conspiracy. And let's see if we've got some more here.
So Britney Spears is one of the, well,
yeah,
conspiracy, one of the DNA.
And then they also are supposedly in subliminal advertising as well. So if we share this, so Coca-Cola in their eyeball, right? So they're selling us stuff that we don't want to be sold by doing it surreptitiously to get us to buy. So secret societies, the reptilians don't work alone. They use a web of deceit. The Freemasons and Illuminati are seen as the administrative layer of the reptilian hierarchy. These organizations allow the lizards at the top to give orders to human shills at the bottom. The pyramid on the dollar bill, that's the hierarchy, the all-seeing eye. That's the reptilian eye watching the herd. By controlling these secret societies, they ensure that no matter who you vote for, the dragon still wins. And we get back here to David Icke. he says that the Illuminati is just a front for the Babylonian Brotherhood, right? So that is all the same thing there. And so one of the big ones here, let me share this, is George Washington and all of his Freemason. He was a Freemason, and this is him and his Freemason stuff, right? So they're saying the Freemasons are in on it. So global finance. So the money is the tether that keeps humanity enslaved. Money is the root of all evil, as they say, right? Mm-hmm. So the Rothschild family is often placed in the absolute peak of the financial reptilian pyramid, according to the theory. By controlling the world's central banks, they control the vibrational state of the planet. Debt creates stress. Stress creates fear. Fear is food. The goal is a cashless society where every human is microchipped, allowing the reptilian archons to monitor your very thoughts. Ooh. That sounds amazing, scary, doesn't it?
I like the money come to us.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You may be feeding right into it, Daniel. Here's the Bank of England. And you notice all these big banks all over the world are very, you know, elegant structures, right? So they're all part of the conspiracy. Here's the crest of the Rothschilds here. And so forth. So that is, again, you know, part of this whole conspiracy. So religious authorities. Now, you would think that the Vatican would be safe, but they're not. Critics of the church point that Paul the IV audience hall, which when viewed in the back, looks remarkably like the head of a giant serpent, complete with fangs and slit eyes. This isn't an accident, they say. It's an admission that they are part of the reptilians as well. Mm-hmm. The church. So if you look, I'm going to bring that up here. Here's the back of the hall. And so it looks very snake-like, right? Ooh, there you can see the head and the fangs, the eyes, right? Ooh. I don't know. Yes. Throughout history, religions have used to pacify the sheep, while the shepherds, the cold-blooded elite, maintain their grip on the divine narrative. The Rezzoni statue in the Vatican's audience hall is often cited as having reptilian aesthetic, as you can see here.
Reptilians,
yeah. So this, we get into politics now, right? So there's not kings and queens so much as politics. So the theory is more alive than ever in 2022, the Dutch MP Thierry Baudou claimed the world is governed by evil reptiles. And in 2003, a Canadian political campaign jokingly called an opponent an evil reptilian kitten eater. What was once fringe is now part of the political lexicon, whether it's Mark Zuckerberg's unnatural movements or world leaders refusing to answer questions about the species. The lizard people meme has become the shield for the elite.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So in 2011, Louis C.K. asked Donald Rumsfeld directly if he was a lizard person, and Rumsfeld said he's not going to answer that question.
I want to be an elite,
about,
too.
What do you think about that?
Yes.
Here's Mark Zuckerberg. He always looks like a robot, right? So
robot.
There he is. You see his eyes look very snake-like.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, here's Donald Rumsfeld was the he led the Gulf War, right? So if you remember that. There's a picture of Donald right there. He looks very snake-like as well. And let's see. I was going to bring up the Canadian thing here.
Looks like a anaconda.
An anaconda. Oh, I can't. Anaconda. So then The Science and the Awakening. So we concluded the R complex. Every human has a reptilian part in their brain, right? You ever heard of lizard brain? Mm-hmm. Use your lizard brain. The part responsible for survival and aggression. Theorists argue that the elite have maximized this part of our biology while the hybrids are entirely governed by it. But there is hope. As the Earth's vibration rises, the cloaking will fail. To see them, you must look with your heart. Awareness is the only weapon that can shed the scales of their current reality. Ooh.
Amazing. Yes.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think yes.
What is your thoughts on this?
We are the highest kind of animals. So we are interconnected. It's not that. Sometimes we are a reptilian.
You think there are reptilian people?
I think so.
You think so, really?
Yes, there is.
This is one of those ones that I have a hard time totally buying into.
Because the Philippine culture, there is always like that there's a twins with a snake.
Mm-hmm.
There's
twins.
Oh, yes. Together, they born together, the snake and the baby. So
really?
There's a myth about that.
I didn't know that. That's something interesting. So this probably plays better for your culture than my culture, perhaps, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so then, interesting. I didn't even know that. So that's weird. So yeah,
that's weird.
I mean, I know that there's people. Politicians are not necessarily the best people. And kings and queens aren't the best people. As we know from history, they make really bad decisions and kill people on a whim and all of that. But I don't know if they're necessarily reptilian in nature. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, maybe you're on to something with your culture. Maybe has a little bit more knowledge in this area than we do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're the way that David Icke was talking about them is that they were aliens. So do you think that they're aliens or do you think they're just hybrids?
I think hybrids, because every individual on Earth, they already have a DNA of an alien. As mm-hmm. they said, we are just like what? Bubbles in the universe. We just mm-hmm. come and then a minute we're gone, and then another evolution will evolve, and those evolutions we are part of it.
Yeah,
right. They said our body is part of the elements in the universe,
right? Yeah, we're all made of stars.
So we are part of the
universe.
1% of our DNA are alien. So why not? Yeah. I'm alien too. And you're, Mr. Bob, you are 100% alien because you see their ships.
You always like saying that on this show.
You saw the ships, but we did not see the ships. So you definitely.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But so this one's a little bit harder to swallow for me, but I do think it's an interesting conspiracy theory because it continued, you know what I mean? So everybody still talks about it. And like I said, it's made its way into popular culture. And so anything that does that to me, there's, you know, is interesting because it becomes interesting enough for everybody to talk about it and reference it, like Louis C.K. or you know, other politicians in this case that we just mentioned. And so when it gets to be that pervasive, you got to really think about it, right? You have to consider it, even if it's so outlandish that you don't necessarily believe it. You have to think about it because you're like, how could something this crazy affect so many people?
That's true.
I think so.
It's a part of myth in our culture too. They serialize in our dramas, in our movies, which is, it's normal for Filipino that, oh, you come from a reptilian blood, just like snake, anaconda, or whatever.
Wow. Okay. Mm. That's interesting. It's a serial way. So, Daniel, you want to tell us anything about yourself? Or?
I think I am part of, let's say, not a dragon, that's for the Chinese. Mm. Buffalo.
Your buffalo, okay.
It's a national animal. Well, I haven't
researched
animal.
The buffalo people yet, so we'll find out about them another time.
Please do research for the buffalo.
Just the reptilians. Part of buffalo. Yeah. Mm, well, it is interesting to note that these same families, you know, maintain power over generations. Time. Like, yes. I mean, just if we take in the United States, the Bush family, right? So, mm-hmm. Vannevar Bush was the head of the CIA.
Oh.
And his son is George Bush, you know, George H.W., which was first President Bush. And then his son was George W. Bush. And so, and then the funny thing is, George H.W. Bush, guess what he was? He was head of the CIA as well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's weird that a father, son, and then, you know, grandson,
Spark,
all
still
have
part.
These high-powered jobs, you know, it is very interesting. But on the other hand, it also goes back to them having money early on, and not losing that money, right? Nobody misspent it or wasted it. They've kept gaining capital, so they're extremely wealthy. They're wealthy beyond what you and I can imagine, right? So it would be like Elon Musk has a bunch of kids, right? It's like when he dies, all his yes. kids just waste his money and then they cool. don't carry on, right? And but this didn't happen to the Bushes, right? So this they've been able to hold their money, and that also, I think, helps them, especially in the United States with politics, because politics in the United States is a very expensive business. And you have to have a lot of money to win an election. You know, it's terrible, but it's true.
Mm.
And I think all these people that we mentioned on this, the Queen and everybody else, it's just because they're wealthy and they've maintained their wealth. They haven't given it away or lost it. And so maybe they're not just reptilians. Maybe they're just really, really, really wealthy people.
Definitely wealthy and monarchy or the cronies, right? Cronies.
Yeah, the cronies, exactly.
The same here in the Philippines, the Marcoses. Until now,
yeah,
they're still here.
Exactly. Mm.
The power.
There you go. The next new conspiracy next week, you'll find out something else.
Well, Mr. Bob, thank you for that. It's truly, truly amazing. We are a reptilian part of the human DNA.
Well, you're a buffalo.
Buffalo.
I'm a cat and you're a buffalo.
Buffalo. I'm going to change with my wall. Buffalo soon. Transform within. I like this tent. I like the horn.
Definitely. You got big buffalo horns. Have you ever seen a bison yourself in person? I have.
Bison, yes, in Alberta. They have a lot of bison.
They're huge animals. They're crazy big. I saw people, we were in South Dakota, and mm-hmm. these people were trying to walk up and touch the bison, which is not a good thing to do.
Oh, my God.
We were from a good distance away, watching and taking pictures, but these people were like right there, and I'm like, oh, they're gonna get trampled. But they didn't, thank goodness. But yeah, it would have been horrible for them. But yeah, you don't mess around with bison.
Don't mess
or
with
buffaloes.
Them.
No.
Mm. Don't mess with them, I tell you.
They can hurt you.
Sky's to the limit. For sure. So, Mr. Bob, would you like to plug in something?
Sure. You can always catch us here at the 101's Movies, Comedy, Trivia, and Conspiracy. or stop by staticradio.com and listen to a story.
Yes, people, support us because we are giving you the best of the best in every episode that we are doing here on 101. So, Mr. Bob, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Daniel, and you might want to go sharpen your horns.
Yeah, sharpen my horns. Yes, next week you can see my horns. Only one horn. Okay, only one horn next week, and then after that,
I don't want to get into that.
More to come, people. See you soon. Okay, wow, that is amazing.